London is in the middle of an unprecedented construction boom, with new skyscrapers sprouting up almost by the day. But parts of the city and the surrounding area are also filling up with a new feature that's a lot smaller.
So here we have a couple of our water butts. We've got them scattered all over this area.
That's Amanda Callahan, a zoologist at the University of Reading. And water butt is local lingo for rain barrel. When Britain went through a drought in 2012, sales of rain barrels rose here. It was partly a practical response, but also part of a broader effort to change our behaviour in myriad ways to combat climate change. Consume less, recycle more, save resources. Problem is, the water butts weren't the only thing to increase.
Can you see immediately these little animals wriggling?
Callahan pulls the lid off a trash can filled with water. Pretty much the same thing as a rain barrel.
Those are the mosquito larvae, which are called wrigglers, because they wriggle when they move. The water butts frequently have holes in their lids, and this allows mosquitoes to get inside and breed.
Callahan says that's a problem in urban environments because cities are generally warmer than the countryside, so they're already a better home for some mosquitoes. She's been studying the behaviour of mosquitoes across Britain as climate change slowly increases temperatures here. And she says the higher urban temperatures, together with abundant predator-free habitats like barrels full of rainwater, contributed to an unexpected and troubling result.
In the urban environments, you had fewer species, but the species that were there were more abundant. And what's interesting is that both of those species transmit diseases in other countries.
Diseases like malaria.
And if somebody did have malaria, it's an ideal situation in which to transmit diseases.
Believe it or not, there already are thousands of cases of malaria in the UK every year. And who knew that saving rainwater might raise the risk of transmission? Callahan's research has raised eyebrows here because it hints at a nightmare climate change scenario that many public health officials have warned about. Tropical diseases like malaria working their way into places like London where they could never survive before. But there's a difference between mosquitoes that can carry malaria and ones that do carry it. That's why other British public health researchers aren't ringing the alarm.
The cases of malaria we see in the UK are imported. It's not naturally transmitted in Britain.
Peter Chiodini is England's go-to guy for malaria advice. He's director of the Public Health England Malaria Reference Laboratory. He says any outbreak would be of secondary malaria. That's when an infected person is bitten by a mosquito and the same mosquito then bites someone else. Not unheard of, but
the chances of that happening and leading to malaria becoming established in the UK are extremely remote.
Chiodini believes the UK's sophisticated public health system could spot and treat any unexpected cases of malaria that might come from all those new bugs in London's urban jungle before they turn into an outbreak. So maybe put that nightmare scenario back to bed, at least for now. But researcher Amanda Callahan says it's important just to know that the mosquitoes are there.
Because if you do suddenly get a disease outbreak, you want to know where the mosquitoes are breeding.
As for those new water butts, both researchers say there's no need for Londoners to get rid of them, unless they hate mosquito bites more than they like conserving water. For The World, I'm Russell Newlove in London.